The Labor Party's been doing a lot of soul-searching to work out why it lost the so-called unlosable election. A growing number of senior Labor MPs say the party's handling of religion and religious freedoms during the campaign cost them votes, particularly in Western Sydney. And now the issue is set to be debated in Parliament, as the Coalition has promised to introduce legislation to protect religious freedoms. Political reporter Stephanie Boris explains.
Father Frank Brennan says some politicians have become complacent in addressing the concerns of religious communities.
What's developed around this Parliament House in recent years is almost a sense that there is no religious vote left, or that you could alienate the religious vote or not engage them very much without much political damage.
The high-profile Jesuit priest and lawyer believes that thinking hurt the Labor Party at the ballot box.
I think Bill Shorten, in hindsight, would see that he could have done it better in terms of a future leader of the nation to show full respect for the religious beliefs of everyone, including Mr. Morrison.
He points to Mr. Shorten targeting the Prime Minister's religious beliefs in the same-sex marriage debate for making people of faith feel exposed. Labor's Tony Burke concedes people are upset.
At different points that they are ridiculed, that they are vilified for their faith, and they feel that pressure, and that can be real.
His seat in Sydney's West has a high number of religious voters. So too does the nearby seat held by Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen, who earlier this week raised his concerns.
The party urgently deals with the matter of people of faith in our community not feeling that the Labor Party talks to them.
Conservative Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells says Labor shouldn't be surprised they lost votes. She says a religious divide began to emerge during the same-sex marriage debate, and only the Liberal Party listened to the concerns of religious people.
Of the 17 federal electorates that voted no, 12 were in my state of New South Wales, with the majority falling within Western Sydney. Eight of the top 10 no voting seats held by the Labor Party.
Following the same-sex marriage vote, there was a review into whether Australian law protected the human right to freedom of religion. It recommended enacting a Religious Discrimination Act and removing the right of religious schools to discriminate against LGBTIQ students. The Coalition accepted 15 out of the 20 recommendations and sought legal advice on the remaining five. Labor wants further details.
What is very clear is that this election has highlighted the need for standalone religious freedom legislation, and that needs to remain a commitment of this government, as I'm sure it will be.
The Religious Freedom Review has been described by some within the Coalition as the unfinished business of the last Parliament, and they're hopeful the Prime Minister will address the matters sooner rather than later. Father Frank Brennan, who was on the review panel, says Labor should carefully consider their options.
If there now be a point of distinction between the major political parties on the treatment of religion, that has political consequences, and it can't be dealt with by Labor simply by parodying in any way the religious affiliations of Scott Morrison.
There's a view from some within the Coalition that Labor may be more willing to come to the table now because of the lessons it's learnt from the federal election.
Stephanie Boris reporting.